19 and after not being here for most of the offseason, just what has this last week been like for you, just integrating back into the mix with the team?
Good. Yeah, it's been it's been good to be out here and get to work. So we got a lot of work to do. It's just the beginning. And obviously not a lot of things are perfect at this point, so just trying to focus on one day and try to get better and improve certain things, and we talk about the things that need to be corrected and try to improve in the next practice. So it's kind of the start of the year for everyone. It's exciting, and hopefully we can make the most of it.
Tom, what was your take on any of the turmoil or the rumor of turmoil that you guys had in the offseason between yourself, Mr. Kraft, and Bill?
I have no thoughts.
Was this offseason any different for you, Tom, with the approach that you took?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had, more time, with my family, but I also, spent a lot of time doing football, so, yeah.
You had talked about filling up your bucket.
Yeah.
The idea to fill it up so that when you come here, you can be the best you for your team.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you filled up the bucket?
Yeah, I mean, I've there's a lot of commitment, a lot of sacrifice from a lot of people to play the game, and our families, they work just as hard, just like every working family, shares the burden at different times. And, it's a full-time commitment for this team. And everyone's got to, do whatever it takes to help us win. So I feel good, ready, and trying to, improve like everybody else. And it's a daily process. Football is a very humbling sport. And, you never have it quite figured out. And every year there's different things, challenges, plays, schemes, opponents, conditions, situations, and it's just about adapting to what you have in the situation. It's never perfect. Hopefully there's a lot more good than bad, but you just work at it every day and try to do better each day.
Tom, is there any different mindset for the off-season workouts? Are you maybe behind where you would normally be with your receivers right now?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And we have a long time. We got a lot of work to do. Do the best we can every day to get the work in where we can, and try to go out there and have a great year.
Tom, you talked different mindset about that you doing might. Something different to improve, work on this, your footwork one year, one
yep.
offseason. Is there anything in particular you wanted to improve on this offseason?
There's a lot of things. It's really everything. I mean, I think after every season, you're trying to maintain certain things. I'm always working on my footwork, my mechanics. Spent a lot of time doing that this offseason. I think a lot of it is playing good football and staying healthy. That's what it comes down to, being a professional athlete. And it's being in good condition, being in good shape, making the right plays and reads, techniques, fundamentals for your position. I spent a lot of time doing that. And now it's got to transfer over to the field.
How does it get me not to have Julius
right now? Would you say getting away from the game a little bit more is actually maybe going to benefit in terms of your focus and your readiness for camp?
I mean, football is very, very important to me. It always has been, and I love being out here with my teammates, so it's great. As you get older, you have different responsibilities, and I think that's just part of life, and everyone's got to deal with those responsibilities differently and what works for them. And, football is a huge part of my life. I love being here with my teammates and playing, and hopefully we can have a great season.
Josh is back, and I think maybe that surprised some people. How excited are you to have him back? And
yeah.
Did you play any role in sort of getting in his ear and saying, stick
yeah.
around?
I think Josh and I have had a great relationship for 18 years, and, he's one of my best friends. I love working with him, and we've had a very special relationship that I cherish, and it's kind of been that way for a long time.
Did you talk to him at any point during that? I know you're getting ready for a game, but
yeah.
Did you talk to him at any point during that period where it looked like he was on the field and delivered Andy?
I always talk to him about everything, and like I said, he's a great friend of mine. So, I love him. I love his family. I mean, we're very close. You work together with someone for that long. You have a great rapport and relationship, and I'm happy he's on our team, happy he's coaching me, and I want to go out there and do well by him.
You spent some time with you missed the first four games of the season, and now Julian is going to be doing the same. Did you at any point say, this is what you kind of have to do to keep yourself ready for what I need you when you get back?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him about that much. I mean, it's just for all of us, we're just at a certain point, and you're building to try to be the best you could be for this season. And everyone's going to have a different situation and a different role, and you know, whether you're not out there for one reason or another, I mean, we've just got to adapt and adjust and try to do the best we can. And the more good players we have out there, the better it is, the more productive it is for all of us. And, you know, everyone's working on something different. So everyone's got a little different situation, a little different role. And, you know, how we adapt to those situations and roles will determine, you know, how well we do.
Tom, when Julian tested positive, a lot of people connected it to Alex Guerrero. Just what's your reaction to that? Do you think it's fair?
I have no comment. That's just ridiculous.
Tom.
I'm out.
See you guys.
Thanks.